Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kof, and we will begin from the last line of Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So we're deep in middle of the sugya of Taruvos, which began with the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. We're learning Perek Gid Hanasha, which discusses the Gid Hanasha, which the Torah says way back in Parshas Vayishlach, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid Hanasha, that a Yid is not allowed to eat from the Gid Hanasha. The Gid Hanasha physically was, or is, in the thigh of the animal. And the Mishnah discussed what happens if someone takes the thigh of an animal, which is kosher, doesn't remove the Gid Hanasha, which is not kosher, and cooks it together. Im Yesh Ba B'nei Yisim Tam HaRezu Asuras. The Mishnah said that if the Gid, proportionately to the Yerech, is such that it's able to emit Tam into the Yerech, the halacha is, it's all going to be Yasser. If not, it's going to be okay. And then the Mishnah continued and said, Gid Hanasha, Shenes Bashal Im Hagidim. What would be if somebody cooks the Gid Hanasha together with other Gidin of the animal, which are kosher? Bizman Shemakiroi, if you can recognize the Gid Hanasha, so you know which one is the Gid that's Yasser and which are the ones that are Mutter, so then you remove the Gid Hanasha, that's easy. And the halacha is, as it relates to the other Gidin, Benoisantam, if the Gid Hanasha was able to again emit tam into the other gidim, then all the gidim are going to be aser. If not, it's going to be yot. If not, it's going to be mutter. V'chein, the Mishnah continued to say, chatichah shel nevelo, v'chein chatichah shel dag tomei. The same would be true not with regards to Gid Hanasha. So this is the first digression, meaning we're learning Perek Gid Hanasha, which discusses the Gid Hanasha. But the Mishnah says that this principle, this halacha of Gid Hanasha, really is true for all taruvos of Issa V'Heter. If you would have a chatichah of basar tomei, non-kosher meat, or a chatichah of dag tomei, non-kosher fish, and you would cook it together with kosher meat or kosher fish, respectively, the halacha would be that if you know which is the kosher, which is the non-kosher, remove the non-kosher, and then determine whether there's a shear of noisen tam so that the other chatiches will be also, or there's no shear of noisen tam. Either way, says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, Gid Hanasha Shen Es Bashal. That's Pashit, that if the Gid Hanasha is cooked together with the Gidin, then the halacha is that you have to remove the Gid Hanasha, and if you can't recognize the Gid Hanasha, then all the Gidim are going to be Asa. What's the pshat? All the Gidim are going to be Asa, because you don't know which is the Gid Hanasha. Meaning, if the Gid Hanasha was removed, that's when you start asking yourself, was it Noisen Tam or was it not Noisen Tam? But if you can't remove the Gid Hanasha simply because you don't know which is the Gid Hanasha, or you can't remove the Chaticha of Basar Tomei or Dak Tomei because you don't know which is which, then it's Pashit, they're all going to be Aser. Why is it Pashit? Because it's a Sveika Dei Raisa now. And Sveika Dei Raisa is going to be Lachumra. Don't even do it Noisen Tam. You just don't know which is the Gid. You might be taking a bite into the Gid Hanasha, which is something you can't do. But the Gemara asks, why is that so? Why don't we say Bittul Beroiv? Meaning, just like there's a halacha of Bittul Beroiv as it relates to Taruvas Lach Balach, we know there's also a halacha of Bittul Beroiv as it relates to Taruvas Yavish B'Yavish. So the Gemara's kash is that even if you can't identify the Gid Hanasha, why don't you say that the Gid Hanasha is Bittul Beroiv to the other Gidim in the pot, and the halacha is that it should be okay? Now, of course, if you would know which one is the Gid Hanasha, there'd be no Bittul Beroiv. But the Mishnah says, Bizman She'in, if you don't know which is the Gid Hanasha, Kulan Asurois, if you don't know which is which, then you have a Taruvois of Yavish B'Yavish. It's like the case we've spoken about a few times. We have three hamburgers. Two are kosher, one is not kosher. You're allowed to eat all three. So you have a few Gidim. One is not kosher. The Roiv, the other ones are kosher. So the halacha is you should be able to eat all of them. So why is the halacha it's not going to be okay? And the Gemara says an important Yesoid, a Yesoid that has a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch dedicated to it, and that is Ber Yashani. It's true there's a halacha of Taruvis Yavish B'Yavish, but there are exceptions to the rule. Not every Taruvis Yavish B'Yavish says Bittul. One of the exceptions, meaning one of the times that the Dover Mu'ud and the Taruvis Yavish B'Yavish would not be Bittul, is if the Dover Mu'ud is a barrier. What does that mean? It means usually it's a live creature, or a creature. So for example, a namal, an ant, is very, very small. It doesn't meet any of the shiurim as it relates to an halacha. But at the same time, if somebody eats a namala, even if your chatzi shir is not awesome in Atayra, you're going to get malchus for eating the namala. The reason is because it has a chashivus by virtue of the fact that it's a barrier. The point is that anytime something is a barrier, it's a living creature, loosely translated, the halacha is, you say that it's considered chashuv, And as it relates to bittel, it's not going to be bottle. Gid hanosha is considered a barrier, even though it's only a gid. But the reason it has a chashivas of a barrier is because the Torah said that the gid hanosha is aser. Thus, the entire gid is looked at as an entity unto itself. We treat it as a barrier. We had this already a few times earlier in Perek Gid Hanosha, where the Gemara said that the Chachamim say that if somebody eats even pachas mikizayas of the gid hanosha, he's going to get malchus. Even though ordinarily machalas asuris requires kizayas, but the gid hanosha, like the ant, it's considered a barrier. So here too, you have the halacha barrier. So barrier applies to the sugis of Malkus. It also applies to the sugis of Taruvos. Being that the Gid Hanosha is a barrier, you don't say bittel beroiv Taruvos Yavish Biyav. And the Mishnah gave another case and said if you have a chatichas on a velo or a chaticha of dag that was in Sarav with other chatichas, so there too the halacha is if you don't know which is which, bismatch ain't a makiroi, they're all going to be also afraid to come up with the battle beruva. And here you can't tell me barrier shani because we're dealing with a piece of meat. A piece of meat is not the entire animal would be a barrier, but a piece of meat is not considered a barrier. So the Gemara, honey, chalaman dama kol shadar kelim noishaninu, el laman dama es shadar kelim noishaninu, ma'yikol meimer. There's machloikis throughout Shas. We know that another exception to the rule of when you don't say bittel beroy by a taruvis yavish biyavish is if you have a dover chashav. So something that's chashav. Or, more specifically as relates to this Gemara, if you have a dover shebeminyan, something that people count. So things that are sold bulk means that each individual item is not so chashuv, being that each individual item is not so chashuv, so there you have a lacha bittel beroy. But where things are chashuv to the point that people count them individually, so then the halacha is that it's considered davar shebeminyan. A davar shebeminyan is not bottle. But there's machlokes throughout Shas, Rebbeinu Rish Lakish, what exactly the definition of davar shebeminyan is. Some say davar shebeminyan is something that's always counted. That if every single meicher in the world is getting accounted, right, you don't say just take all the diamonds sitting here and, you know, give me X amount of dollars. A diamond is something that's a davar shebeminyan always, as opposed to something that only sometimes people count. Others hold no. That the definition of davar shebeminyan is as long as people sometimes count it, that would be enough. Says the Gemara, pieces of meat, sometimes people count. Sometimes people do not count. So honey, that says that anything that people sometimes count, that's enough for it to be a davar shebeminyan. A davar shebeminyan is not bottle. So it's very good why in the Mishnah there's no bittel beroy. Elam and the Mishnah Darkul Mishnah Nidu. But according to Manda, but that says the only time something's considered a davar shebeminyan is if it's something that people always count. Ma'yikel meimar. And for the Gemara, Shani Chaticha Hayo Veruyel Ischabibah Lifnei Yarchem. Now in our Mishnah, we're talking about a piece of meat. A piece of meat is chashiv not because of davar shebeminyan, not davar shebeminyan. You're right, it's not a barrier, so that doesn't give it a chashivos. But at the same time, being that if you had a guest, you would be mechabed him with a piece of meat. That gives the piece of meat a chashivos. It's what's known throughout Shas as a chaticha haru'uyo l'schabe, something that's used a lot in slang. But this is where it comes from. There's a concept of a chaticha haru'uyo l'schabe, a piece of meat. Being that people are mechabed orchem with it, it gives it a chashivos, and it's for that reason it's not going to be bottle. Says the Gemara v'tzrichas. Essentially, the Mishnah taught me two chedushim as it relates to taruvos yavish b'yavish. Ordinarily, if you have a taruvus yavish b'yavish, the halacha is bittel beroy. Stating that, you saw in the Mishnah two chidushim. The gid hanasha is not bottle in a taruvus yavish b'yavish, and a chaticha of meat, whether it's basar or fish, are also not bottle when it comes to a taruvus yavish b'yavish. Gid hanasha is not bottle. Why? Because it's a barrier. A chaticha is not bottle because it's chaticha ruy l'schabir. And the Gemara says you need both because each chidush is different. The Yashmin the Gid, had we only had Gid, Mishmin the Berry, Aval Chaticha Emoloi. The Yashmin the Chaticha, Hevru Lashabi, Balafnei Orch, Aval Gid Emoloi. I mean, they're two different. It's Loi Roy Zekaroy Zeh. For Loi Roy Zekaroy Zeh. Hatzad Hashav Shabahen is they're both Chashav. The Gid is Chashav because it's a barrier. The Chaticha is Chashav because it's Ruil Lashabi, Lafnei Orch. I would never know one from the other. Maybe Berry is Chashav. I don't know. Maybe Chaticha Ruil Lashabi is Chashav. So the Mishnah made it very clear. The Mishnah said both cases, Gid Hanasha, Chaticha's Dag Tomei, Chaticha's Basa Tomei. They teach me this halacha. The bottom line is, the takeaway from this Gemara, we'll come back to this soon with the raid, but the takeaway for right now is that even though there's a concept called taruvus yavish biyavish, you don't always say bittel beroy in a taruvus yavish biyavish. And really what we saw in this Gemara is three times that you don't say that. Number one, if you have a barrier. Number two, a davar shebeminyan. What's a davar shebeminyan? That's machlokes throughout Shas. Something that people always count or something that people sometimes count. And chaticha ruy l'schabed, again, all examples of when you don't say the halach of bittel beroy taruvus yavish biyavish. Gemara weiter, and this next Gemara is a classic. In fact, this is one of the more important Gemaras in the sugyas of Issa v'Hetta. Doresh Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana gave a drosh. Chaticho shel nevelo v'shel darg tomei eino oiseres ad shetitein tam beroitev ubekipo uvechatichos. Now, at first glance, Rabbi Chana seemed to be saying something very straightforward. He says that if a chaticha of nevela falls into a pot that has kosher meat inside, or a chaticha of dag tamei, non-kosher fish, falls into a pot that has kosher fish inside. So what's the halacha? Nois and tam. How do you know nois and tam? So we know there's different ways to do it. You give it to a Jew to taste, a non-Jew to taste, but in the worst case scenario, for sure, there's something called shisha. So if you have 60 times heter keneged the iser, this doesn't count. You need 60 of heter on one side, kineged the one iser on the other side, then the halach is it's going to be okay. Now, what's included in what counts as heter? So we saw already the meat, the roitiv, that's the soup, the kippah, that's the little bit of meat and spices that fall to the bottom of the pot, the kedera itself, maybe you can count, if there's a way to figure out, because just like the kedera is beileya heter, it's also beileya iser, so that's a little bit confusing, but at first glance, all Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said was things that we already know. So if it's nice in tam in the right of kippah and chatichos, meaning when you add up all the heter, the ratio is more than 1/60, and the halacha is it's going to be aser. If it's going to be less than 1/60, it's going to be mutter. Stating that, Rav heard what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, and he told his amoira, his meturgamin, his speaker of the house, the darash, he said, get up and I want you to give a drasha. I want you to be meicha against what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, because I disagree with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. What did he say? So he got up and he said as follows, in the name of Rav, kiven shenos antam b'chaticha, that once a chaticha of nevela is noisen tam in a chaticha of heter, chaticha atzma nasa nevela. Now the chaticha of heter becomes a chaticha of the nevela unto itself, v'oiseres kol a chaticha is kulon. And it has the ability to answer all the other chatichas that are in the pot, mipnei shehein mino, because it's min b'minoi, meat and meat, and min b'minoi is loy bottle. So Rav heard what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said. To us, it seemed very straightforward, but Rav didn't like it. And Rav was moicha, and he said two things. The first thing Rav said was that if a chaticha of nevela is noisein tam into a chaticha of heter, the halacha is the chaticha of heter becomes nevela unto itself. The second thing that Rav said was min b'minoi loy batal. So let's analyze each one individually and then figure out why Rav had to say both. The Gemara is going to help us. Either way, so Rav said, number one, if any time you have a chatichas iser that's noisen tam into a chatichas heter, so if there isn't shishim in the heter connected iser, the halacha is the chatichas iser becomes aser. If it becomes aser, if that chaticha sister would now fall into a keder with other chatichas, naturally, the halacha is would have the ability to aser all the other chatichas. Here's the question. Here's the Chakira 101. When this newly found iser falls into a keder with other chatichas, meaning you have a piece of kosher meat that is not kosher by virtue of the fact that it was cooked with a non-kosher piece of meat, and it didn't have shisha to be mevatla. So essentially it has a bli of iser inside of it. Now that piece of kosher meat that has a bli of non-kosher meat, because it's not kosher, was nisarev with other pieces of kosher meat. So it's pasha, you have a taruvah of iser v'heter. You need shishim to be mevatla. Do you need shishim keneged the bli of iser that's inside the kosher piece of meat? Or maybe you need shishim of heter kineged the entire piece of meat. Said Rav Chiddush. Rav's Chiddush was that kiven shenasan tam b'chaticha, when a chatichas iser is noisen tam into a chatichas heter, chaticha atzma nasas nevela. We look at the chatichas heter because it has a bli of iser in it, as is a chaticha of nevela. And just like a chaticha nevela, you need to be mevatel the entire chaticha. We said you always have to be mevatel the entire chaticha because you don't know how much is coming out. So to this chaticha's heter, although you know there's a tiny bit of iser in it, there's nothing in it really. It doesn't matter. Chaticha atzmenasas nevela, also known as chanan. Chaticha atzmenasas nevela. So now you need to be mevatel the entire piece because it becomes a nevela unto itself. That's the first halacha Rav said. The second halacha Rav said was that as it relates to a taruvis of min b'minai, the halacha is min b'minai le'bat. What does that mean? That's Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita throughout Shas is Mimimina Lai Batal. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass like the Chachamim that Mimimina is Batal, and not only is Mimimina Batal, but a Taruvah's Mimimina, like we spoke out, is much more kuladig than a Taruvah's Mimimina Mina. But the bottom line is Rav obviously held like Rabbi Yehuda. He held that Mimimina is Lai Batal. So because of these two Yesoidis, Because of these two yesoides, Rav was arguing with Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan. Now, the truth is, if you think about it, each point that Rav made was a good taino keneged Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan unto itself. Number one, chatichas menasim veil. What's Rav telling Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan? Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, you're saying that if you have a chatichas iser that falls into a kedera, so just make sure that shishim keneged chatichas iser and everything is going to be good. Says Rav, well, not so fast. Why? Because what you need to do is you actually have to analyze this kedera individually. You have to do a segregation within the kedera. Why? Because what happens if the chaticha of nevela first came in contact with one chaticha of heter? Let's say he came in contact with one chaticha of heter, and then afterwards, the chatichas iser and the chaticha of heter both came in contact with the rest of the kedera. So just to visualize it, you had a chaticha of nevela, it's in a pot, and it's sticking out from the top of the pot. And then there's a chaticha of heter that's also sticking out. So those two come in contact before you mish that piece of meat, or those piece of meats, together with the rest of the pot. Being that Rav holds chatichas menasas nevela, as soon as the chaticha of nevela comes in contact with the chatichas heter, they're both chatichas of iser. So now it's not enough to have shishim keneged the original chatichas iser, now you have to have shishim keneged both chatichas. Now, bishlam, if you don't hold of chanan, so it's not a taina, because at the end of the day, all you need to do is be mevatel the blia. So it's not going to change anything. As long as you have shishim keneged the bliya in the pot when you mish it together, so you're going to be okay. But being that Rav holds chatichas menasas nevela, so as soon as the chatichas iser came in contact with the chatichas heter now became a chatichas iser. So now when you do the shishim, you don't add just one piece of chatichas iser on the right side of the balance sheet. You need two, because the chatichas heter now also became a chatichas iser. If it's only the bliya inside of it, that's a problem. So the bliya is the bliya is the bliya. It doesn't matter if it came to contact first or later. At the end of the day, all you need to do is have shishim connected all the bliyas that can possibly come out of the one chaticha of nevela. If you have shishim connected, it's not an issue. It doesn't matter the history and the route that this chatichas nevela took as it made its way to the bottom of your chicken soup. Nobody cares. But if you hold chatichas menevela, no, then you have to sit down, you have to literally analyze every rest stop that it stopped off at. Because as soon as it came in contact with one piece of meat, before there was shishim keneged it, now there's a whole new non-kosher piece of meat in this pot. Chatichas menasas nevela. That's the first ha'ar. The second ha'ar that Rav said, again, Rav's ha'aris, not our ha'aris, Rav's ha'aris. The second ha'ar that Rav seems to be saying is, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that mimimimidalai bottle, we're dealing with meat, so this is a moot point, Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan. What are we talking about? It's nice and tam, it's not nice and tam, at the right side to the left side, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, mimimimidalai bottle, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Safra Labaya. So Rav Safra heard this exchange. He heard Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan's drosha, and then he heard Rav's rebuttal. Said Rav Safra Tabaya, why did Rav need two comments? I mean, Chaticha Nas and Avel is a major Yisoid, and at some point in the Sugis of Taruvis, it's important for Rav to share it with us. But if Rav's whole Matara was to argue with Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, all Rav had to say was, we passed him like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino eloi bottle. So if you have a Chaticha Shon Avela that falls into Taruvis, so you don't do any math. There's nothing to do. There's no experiments that need to be made because min b'minoi afilu be'elofoi batal. Mechti Rav, come on, amr l'shmaitik Rav Yehuda. It's clear Rav held like Rav Yehuda from where? From the end of what Rav said. Dama min b'minoi batal. Ma yuriki nasan tam afilu loy nasan tam nami. So then the whole thing is a moot point. Meaning Rav is saying two things that really contradict each other. Because to the extent that Rav held mim b'midalei bottle, then we don't have to have a conversation about chaticha atzmanasas nevela. So really what Rav should have told Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan was very simple. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that mim b'midalei bottle, and as a result, I don't understand your psak halacha. I mean, Rav is saying two things, each of which is a taina keneged Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan. But really, the latter point is the checkmate taina. Because the first point Rav is saying is, it's not so simple that you have shishim. Yet you can't just be Meshayer Keneged the one Chaticha sister. You need to take Chanan into equation. And as a result, maybe the Chaticha sister came in contact with one Chaticha Seter before it came in contact with the rest of the Keter. As a result, you need to do the math, assuming that there's not one piece of Isser, maybe two, or maybe three. I hear, okay, so that's a hypothetical thing. That's something that you can verify, maybe. But as it relates to the second time, that this is checkmate. If you hold him immediately bottle, so l'chayru, why did Rav have to come on to Chanan? Why didn't Rav just say more pashit? Why didn't Rav just say that being that mim b'mino is loy bottle, so the original piece of meat that falls into the kedera for sure was able to make everything aser. So my ear yikin nasan tam. I feel like you loy nasan tam nami amale. So the Gemara gives two simple terutzim. Not simple at all, but seemingly simple terutzim. Hachav mayaskina, number one, bishakana besulka. We're talking about where the piece, the chatichas iser, came in contact with the chatichas hater, and then afterwards you remove the chatichas iser. The chatichas iser was taken away. And being that the chatichas iser was taken away, before the other chatichas of hater were put into the gedera, so it comes out the original chatichas iser never came in contact with the other chatichas of hater. It only came in contact with one chatichas of hater. Being that that's the case, you don't have the halacha of min b'minoy loy bato. You have to come onto the fact that the chaticha of iser was noisein tam in to the chatichas of heter, and that chaticha atzma nasas nevela. Thus, the only way you're going to have bittel is if there's going to be shishim kineged this newly found chatichas nevela. We'll explain that soon. But the point is the reason that we're looking at the relationship between the original chatichas iser and the chaticha that was nasa nevela. And not merely saying that the original chatichas iser just made everything in the pot aser because the mim amidalei batel is because the original chatichas iser never came in contact with everything in the pot. Why didn't it come in contact with everything in the pot? Because it was removed. Vibnei shekodam v'silke. Rabba said a different time. It's a filo teimo lo yikodam v'silke. You don't have to say that. Havi min uminoi v'dover achar. V'chol min uminoi v'dover achar. Saleikes mina kimisha enoi. V'she'ei minei rabba olav v'mavatloi. And Rashi, the way he seems to explain the Gemara is that every time you have a pot where you have Isser and Heter, Basser and Basser, there's always going to be an Einoy Minoy in the pot as well. I mean, the classic example of a Taruvah's Mimimino is you cook kosher meat with non-kosher meat. But really, in the pot of kosher meat, which is Minoy with the non-kosher meat, there's also going to be Einoy Minoy. Because you're going to have the spices, which is Einoy Minoy. And you're going to have the Roitev, the soup, the water, which is also going to be Einoy Minoy. The point is, the way you look at the Taruvah is as if you have Minoy and Minoy and Einoy Minoy. What's the halacha if you have Min Minoy and Einoy Minoy? So the halacha is that you look at the Minoy Kamisha Einoy, that's the rule, Salekes Minoy Kamisha Einoy, you make believe it's not here, it does nothing, and the Einoy Minoy is going to go ahead and it's going to have the ability to be Mavatal V'Minoy to the extent that this Shishin. And this is true even according to Rav Yehuda, that holds min b'minoy loy bato, but that's only if it's only min b'minoy. But if it's min b'minoy and enoy minoy, so on the heter side you have minoy and enoy minoy, and the iser side you have minoy. So there the halacha is that the min b'minoy really don't do anything to each other, but rather what happens is over there you just look at the enoy minoy and you ask yourself, could the enoy minoy be mevatel? Then it's going to be mevatel. If it can't be mevatel, it won't be mevatel. Being that this taruvos over here was a min b'minoy and enoy minoy, so it's for that reason you couldn't simply invoke Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of mimim minoy batel. You had to now start making cheshbonos. So what Rav said is that being that chaticha atzma nasas nevela, over here it's negeya, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, to know how much iser you have in the pot. Because to the extent that we say chaticha atzma nasas nevela, so when you do the cheshbon of bittel, even though we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds mimim minoy loy batel, but still the Einoy Minoy is going to be taken into consideration. You're going to have to do the math. Thus, what Rav was saying was, if Chaticha Atz was Nasa Nevelo, you're going to have two Chatichas of Isser that you have to take into account, not just one Chaticha of Isser that you have to take into account. Either way, so we have Rav's Halacha. Rav's Halacha was, Kimen Shanas and Tam B'Chaticha, Chaticha Atz B'Nasas Nevelo, V'Yiseres Kol HaChaticha Yiskulim B'Nei Shei Minoy. And the reason Rav said this was to argue with Rabbi Bar Bachana's halacha. Rabbi Bachana said the chatichas nevela falls into a pot of kosher meat. So what's the halacha? You do the math. You take the iser on one side, you take all the heter on the other side, and you ask yourself, do you have a bittel or not? Rav said, no, it's not so simple. Rav said, because you have to look at exactly how the chatichas iser came into the pot, and if it first came in contact with one chatichas basar, then that chatichas basar also becomes aser. That chatichas basar also becomes aser. Now that you have two chatichas of Isser, so now when you do the Shishim, you have to make sure there's not Shishim Kineged 1. Now you have to make sure that there's going to be Shishim Kineged 2. And the Gemara asked the Kasha that, and then Rav continued, he said, Mim B'Minoy Batel.
So the Gemara's question was, if Rav holds mibbe midi loy batal, then anyways, what do you need chatichas manasas nevela for? So the Gemara said, the reason you need it is bishakan of v'sulkai. So there's really two ha'aras, just to understand Pashal Shana and the Gemara. There's two things that need to be clarified. The first thing that needs to be clarified is, what do you need chaticha nasin avela for? Chaticha nasin avela, Gemara said you need bishakad v'sulka. What does kad v'sulka mean? That if you remove the first chaticha zisser, before all the other chatichas of heter came into the pot, then what would... where would you have the mimba mina lebatal? What would give the chatichas isser originally an ability to make all the other chatichas aser? They never came in contact with each other. It's only because chaticha atzma nasis nevela that's going to be the case. But the truth is, if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. Because once the original chatichas isser makes the chatichas heter aser, even if you don't say chaticha atzma nasis nevela, right now what you're left with is a chaticha sisser. So if right now what you're left with is a chaticha sisser, albeit because it has an idabliya of isser, and maybe you don't say chaticha atzma nasis nevela, but at the end of the day it's a chatichas basser of asser. And it's mimba minoy with the other chatichas. And if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, mimba minoy bottle, so let it go ahead and answer it. Vazok to Gemara, bitcha kadam v'silkai, and being that you were kadam v'silkai, so it's for that reason you have to come out to Chanan. What do you have to come out to Chanan for? As long as the first chaticha made the second chaticha aser, even without the chiddush of chaticha atzma nasas nevela, you should have the halacha that chaticha that came in contact with the other chatichas say mimba minoy bottle. So we're trying to explain l'chayra why Rab needed Chanan and mimba minoy loy batal. We still don't understand why he needed Chanan. Again, the first thing I'm talking about, what did he need Chanan for? He needed Chanan to make this chatichas heter into a chatichas. That's a very big chiddush. That's a very important lumdis in the halachas of bittul. But what's it necessary? Why did he need this major lumdis of chatichas v'nasas nevela? Even if it wouldn't have been nevela, it's still aser, and it's mimba mina with the other chatichas. So if it's mimba mina with the other chatichas, let it go ahead and aser. So you see from here, say the Rishonim, a klarizach. You see from here that the only time Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha mimba mina loy batal is if the davar aser is aser machmas atzmai. But if you have something that has an idabliya of aser, so let's say you would have a vegetable that has an idabliya of basar, and now it would come in contact with basar of heter. So when you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mimba mina loy batal, because there's a bli of basar that's iser, which is mimba mina with the basar that's mutter, so mimba mina loy batal, so there's no way to be mevatal this taruvah. You see from Rabbi Yehuda that wouldn't be the case. You see from Rabbi Yehuda that a bli of iser wouldn't be enough to say, oh, I have a bli of iser, I know it's from that min, thus mimba mina loy batal. You need to come on to the fact that the entire chatichas basar is now usr in order for you to be able to say the halacha mimba mina loy batal. So it's only because of chaticha atzma nasas nevela that you can now use Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of mimba mina loy batal. Meaning if all the meat was in the pot together, then you don't have to come on to chaticha atzma nasas nevela like the Gemara asks, because then the original piece of basar is anyways going to knock out all the basar. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, mimba mina loy batal. But hachad v'mayaskin v'shakad v'silkai, where the original piece of meat never came in contact with all the other pieces of meat in the heter. So now what's the shiloh? What about the one piece of meat that it did come in contact with, that it was nice and tam into? Could that now aser it? So l'chayra, if you hold mimba mina loy batal, it should be a moot point. No, it's not true. Because even if you hold mimba mina loy batal, but a blia doesn't have a koyach in the world of mimba mina loy batal. Mimba mina loy batal is if the chatichas aser machmas atzmai. But if it just has a blia of this, you don't say mimba mina loy batal. Kamash malon rav. The chaticha atzma nasas nevela. Once the chatichas heter has a blia of iser, it becomes a chatichas iser unto itself. Oh, it's a chatichas iser unto itself. So now you have the halacha of mimba mina loy batal. But there's another kasha. And the second kasha is Tosfos kasha. And Tosfos has two truths into this kasha. The second teretz is Marish Shalomas. Tosfos kasha is that what did rav say? Rav said, "Kiven shenas antam bechaticha, chaticha atzma nasas nevela." Once the first piece of meat is nice and tam into the second piece of meat, then you say chanan. Oh, once you have chanan, now you can have mimba mina loy batal b'shakadam v'silka. Let's just think in the terms of the Gemara's first teretz. Frek toisa kasha. If Rav holds like Rav Yehuda that mimba mina loy batal, why did he need that the first piece of meat should be nice and tam in the second meat? What was his lashon? Kiven shenas antam bechaticha, chaticha atzma nasas nevela. What do you need it to be nice and tam bechaticha for? If you hold mimba mina loy batal, even if it's not nice and tam means it's less than shishim. What do you need that it should be nice and tam for? L'chaira, even if it wasn't nice and tam, if you hold mimba mina loy batal, the first piece of meat comes in contact with the second piece of meat, both pieces of meat are now Aser. And if that's the case, even if you're cutting a vesulkai the first piece of meat, the second piece of meat's going to Aser. And it's Aser Machmas Atzma, because of Chatich Atzma Nasa Nevela. It sounds like Rav's saying that in order to get this going, to get the train moving, you need to establish first that the first piece of meat was nice and common to the second piece of meat. Now you can say Chatich Atzma Nasa Nevela. But Freik Toysvis, when Toyma, Lomali Shechatich Shal Heter, Kibla Tamina Nevela. Why did the Chatich Hasita have to be Mekabel Tam for the Nevela? I feel a loy Nasa Tam Nami. Dobem Mina Yisaris Bekalshu. We're going to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav, who holds that mimimina loy batav. I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Dinei dehi gufa mitzvah bekalshu. It's true that Rabbi Yehuda holds mimimina loy batav even bekalshu. Bikol makom leyamrinan shetasin avela lesser kol acheros kiven sheyatzma leynaser elai dekalshu. That you see from this gemara a very big insight that even though Rav holds chatich atzma nasas nevela and Rav holds mimimina loy batav, but if you have a mimimina loy batav, that's not enough to create a chanan. In order to have chanan, you have to have a real time of the iser. It's true Rabbi Yehuda holds mimimina loy batav, but it doesn't mean that the iser is nice and time. That it's not. You have 1,000 times had to connect to this, so it's not nice and time. Narvas, Rabbi Yehuda holds a chiddush. He learns it from Belachach midam apar vidam asar that mimimina is loybatal. But of course, it's not nice and time. So being that it's be'etzem not nice and time, so it's still different. Where does it manifest itself? You don't have the halacha chatich atzma nasas nevela. The only time you say chatich atzma nasas nevela is if it's physically nice and tam. If it's nice and tam, now you can say chanan. So that's why even though Rav Rabbi Yehuda mimimina leibatol, he still had to come on to chatich atzma nasas nevela. Tais brings the second teretz. Rabbeinu Afrayim hoyoimer. His teretz is b'shem Rabbeinu Afrayim. We're not going to go into it now. We'll save this for the sugyas of basal v'chala. Rabbeinu Afrayim was mechir from here that even though Rav said chatich atzma nasas nevela, really Rav does not hold chatich atzma nasas nevela in this gemara. How do you learn the sugya? That's why it's a long taisvus. But one of the reasons. But the point is that said Rabbeinu Ephraim, the only time you say chatich atzma nasas nevela is by basa v'chala. So by basa v'chala, did is halach of chanan. But when it comes to regular issa the heta, such as an argamar, you really don't say chatich atzma nasas nevela. And that's why Rabbeinu Ephraim answered taisvus kash. But the point is, that it relates to the first teretz, just the pashu shine and argamara. But the gemara saying is that Rav holds chatich atzma nasas nevela. But you see two chedushim in the halach of chatich atzma nasas nevela. Number one, you see a chiddush that the only time you see chaticha atzma nasas nevela, that's only if the issa was nice and time in the heter. And even though it's possible sometimes to have a taruvah of issa of a heter, where the taruvah is aser hagam the issa was a nice and time, such as mimba minoy, which is loy batal. I feel the if according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter. But that's not going to be enough to say chaticha atzma nasas nevela. Another thing that emerged from this sugya is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that mimba minoy batal, you would need that the entire chaticha should be aser in order to establish that now the criteria to have a min of davar aser, which is loy batal, the elef of heter. So if you had a chatich of iser that has a blia of chatich of heter that had a blia of iser, that wouldn't be enough to establish a min of mida loy batal. That's why Rav had to come on to chatich atzma nasas nevela, don't afterwards come on to his yisoid a min b'mina loy batal exel. Either way, again, this is not such an easy gemara. So a few very important yisoidis, but there's some other important yisoidis that we have to speak out before we start the next mishnah. Number one, so we started the daf with a very straightforward question. The Mishnah said that if somebody cooks the Gidan Asher together with other Gidan, now he doesn't know which one is which. So if you can't identify the Gidan Asher, you have to get rid of all of them. The same is true if you cook the Chatichas Basa together with other Chatichas, or Chatichas Dag Tomei with other Chatichas. If you don't know which one is which, you have to get rid of all of them. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you have to get rid of all of them? Why don't you say Bittul Barayv? What happened to Bittul Barayv? The Gemara said, Gidan Asher is not Bittul Barayv because it's a barrier. The Chaticha is not Bittul Barayv because it's a Chaticha Haru'uyulishchav. L'chayra, it sounds like from the Gemara that Taruves Yavish B'Yavish, very important you say this now, that Taruves Yavish B'Yavish, a bottle bereif. What's the chiddush? Of course it's bottle bereif. No, the reason the chiddush is because we're learning the sugis of Tam Keker now. And in the sugis of Issa V'Heter, when it comes to food, we know there's a concept of shishim. That unless you have shishim of heter connected to Isser, the halacha is that you don't have bittul in the taruvas. It sounds like from this Gemara very clearly that the only time that's true is if you have a taruvas of lach b'lach. But if you have a taruvas of yavish b'yavish, then the halacha is all you need is bittul b'rayv. So a taruvas of lach b'lach, where the things got mixed up with each other, then there's a halacha of shishim. But when it comes to a taruvas of yavish b'yavish, over there, there's no halacha of shishim. Where do you see that in the Gemara? Because the Gemara's question was, v'libatul b'ruba. If there's a halacha of shishim, then the Gemara's kasha is not v'libatul b'ruba. The Gemara's kasha is v'libatul, maybe b'shishim. Or you can very easily answer, the Mishnah's talking about we don't have shishim. But it sounds like from the Gemara, in your classic case, where you your gid anosha is cooking with other gidim where you probably don't have shishim, still the kash is v'libatol beruba, and the Gemara has to come on to terutzim. Beria, chaticha ruya, l'schabit l'fnei archim. But it sounds like that ordinarily when it comes to a taruves of yavish b'yavish, all you need is bitl b'raiv. Stating that, it's not so pasha. The halacha of taruves yavish b'yavish on Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, Hilchas Taruvos, Simen Kuftes. The Chaver says like this: Chaticha she'en ruil l'schabit. If somebody has a chaticha she'en ruil l'schabit, and it's arba b'acheros, it got mixed up with other chatichas that are ruil l'schabit. Min b'mina, if the chatichas of Isra and Heter of the same min, yavish b'yavish, and the yavish b'yavish says the Ramah. What does yavish b'yavish mean? The hainu she'en nivlal. They're not mixed together. The ha'isr oimed b'fnei atzmai. The isr is identifiable. Elishin is arev ena makim. It's just mixed up, and you can't. What's the halacha? Chad betray. As long as you have two times heter keneged the iser, the shach says that's not even dafka. As long as it's roiv heter keneged the iser, the halacha is batal umutter la'oichlam, and you're allowed to eat it. And then the mechaber says adam echad, not just that one person could eat it. Kol achas b'fnei atzma, but he has to eat it one at a time. Avol lo yoichlam shlosh namiyach, he shouldn't eat all three at the same time. V'yesh misha oisel la'oichlam adam echad afilo zechazer. Then the mechaber says is a yesh shaymim that says that you shouldn't eat all of them. One person shouldn't eat all of them, even b'zeh chazeh. The Ramah says v'chein yesh linag l'katchila, v'yesh machmirim, and then he says there's even another chumra lahashlich echad ayilit nevi kechavim. They get rid of one of them, throw it away, you give it to a guy, and then eat the rest. V'ein ayelo chumra ba'alma, but this is only a chumra. The bottom line is, says the mechaber and the Ramah, that if you have a taruves yavish b'yavish, the halach is, as long as it's not a chatik haruil l'schabit, etc., it's going to be batal b'raiv. Says the Rama, v'chol zekush in esar b'mina. This is only if it's a taruvus min b'mina. Yav shalai b'minoi. What if the taruvus is min b'she'enei minoi? Ve'enei makiroi, afilu yavish b'yavish tzarech shishin. Then the halach is, even if it's yavish b'yavish, the halach is you're going to need shishin. So it's not so pashit. You have a taruvus yavish b'yavish. Oh, chad betray batal. I know that from throughout Shas, right? Oh, it's not so simple. Not so simple. Sometimes it's true, chad betray batal, but sometimes the halach is you're going to have shishin. What does it depend on? If it's min b'minoi, then the halacha is chad betray batal, all you need is right. If it's min b'she'enoi minoi, then the halacha is you're going to need shishin. What's the difference? Why does it matter if it's min b'minoi or if it's min b'she'enoi minoi? Say the Paiskim, the Shach, and the Taz. It's very, very straightforward. The reason is as follows. Because what's the yisoid of shishin? The yisoid of shishin is tam ke'ekar. Although it's true, ordinarily, achri rabba lahatos, which means you go bas a roiv, and the chiddush of roiv extends itself to bittel beroiv as well, but at the same time, there's something called tam. And as long as the issue is being nice and tam in the taruvos, there's something called tam ke'ekar, and tam is going to be a problem. Stating that, the only time you have tam ke'ikr is when you have a taruvos of lach belach. But if you have a taruvos of yavish b'yavish, there is no tam. So if there's no tam, it's pashit then, there shouldn't be halach of shishim. So why then is there halach of shishim according to the Ramah, which is the halacha, by a taruvos yavish b'yavish min b'sheinei minoy? The reason is it's a gzeira d'rabbana. It's a gzeira atu a taruvos lach belach. So if you have a taruvos yavish b'yavish, if I tell you you can eat this, it certainly sounds like I could also cook it. Oh, once you cook it, it's not so simple. Because if the taruvus is chad betray, then you're going to run into problems of tam kicker. Now, you'll ask me, Akasha, once it's bottle, it should all be heter. So even if you cook it, so that's sugis of chayz of aneir. This is a whole different sugya. But the point is that it's for that reason the Chachamim went ahead and the Chachamim made a gzeir. They said that even though there's no svar of tam kicker when it comes to taruvus yavish biyavish, but you might cook it. I mean that you might cook it. So gzeir atu taruvus lach belach, we're going to go ahead and we're going to make it a problem. For that reason, where tam ke'ikr is do'iraisa, which is by a taruvah, is min b'she'enoi minoi. So over there, the Chachamim were geyser, taruvah is yavish b'yavish, min b'she'enoi minoi. And they said, midrabban and yishin yitshishin. But a taruvah is lach b'lach, min b'minoi, which is only awesome midrabban, like we've spoken out so many times, that is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, like Rebbeinu Tam. That tam ke'ikr do'iraisa, min b'she'enoi minoi, but it's only midrabban min b'minoi. So being that over there, the halach is that it's only tam ke'ikr midrabbanon. Oh, it's only tam ke'ikr midrabbanon. So where it's a taruvus yavish biyavish of min b'minoi. If a zoy vayt, we're not going to go ahead and be goyzer up to the tzad rabbanon. Clear? So where taruvus lach belach is dairaisa. So there where it's yavish b'yavish, we made a gzera atu lach balach. But where the taruvus lach balach goof is only midrabanan. Because taruvus lach balach min b'mina is only us midrabanan. So there we're not going to be gzera taruvus yavish b'yavish. So if you think about it, what comes out, just to, in summation, midai raisa, the only time you need shishin is if you have a taruvus lach balach Taruvis lach belach mimbeshein eminoi. Tamkikadei raisa. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That's the halacha Shulchan Aruch in Yerudei Simin Tzadik Ches. So over there you have the halacha of tamkikadei raisa. Lach belach. There were two times that the Rabbanu went ahead and they were geyser. They were geyser taruves lach belach min beminoy, and they were geyser taruves yavish biyavish min b'she'en amina. This is mamish taruves 101. Base is not raid. This is pashat to have clarkite whenever sugyas of taruves come up. So what's the svar? The svar is very simple. Taruves lach belach min beminoy. They were geyser because it's doima to the tam kikah to the raisa b'tzad echad. Tam keikur day raisa is lach belach min b'shein eminoi. So if I have lach belach, although it's min b'minoi, so it doesn't meet both criteria, but it's doyma l'tzad echad, it has one common denominator, that's enough for it to be awesome mid rabbanu. If I have a teruva is yavish b'yavish min b'shein eminoi, it's the same exact thing. It's also doyma l'tzad echad. It's not doyma in terms of the nature of the teruvois. Tam kikudai rice is where it's lach balach. This is only yavish biyavish, but it's daimin that they're both mimdisha ein emina. So as long as it's daimin bitzad echot, the tam kikudai rice, that was enough for the rabbanu to go ahead and make a gzera. Wherever taruva is yavish biyavish, min biminai, so now it's not daimin at all. It, number one, it's a taruva is yavish biyavish. Tam kikudai rice is only when it's lach balach. Number two, it's min biminai. Tam kikudai rice is only when it's mimdisha ein emina. So it's not daimin anyway. It's not daimin anyway. There it's going to be mutter. There's not going to be halacha. Of shisha. So when you have a taruvis of yavish, in your case with the hamburgers get mixed up. So what's the halacha? Do you need shishim? Do you not need shishim? It's possible. Everyone says no. Chad betray batel. This sugya, it's not always true. It's true if it's a taruvis of min b'minoy. Yavish b'yavish min b'minoy. That has no shaiches to the din tam kikadai raisa. So over there, the halacha is going to be that chad betray batel. All you're going to need is rive. But if it's a taruva, it's yavish v'yavish min b'she'en eminoi. That's the equivalent thereof to a taruva, it's lach b'lach min b'minoi. What does one have to do with the other? No, they're both doima to tam kikadei raisa mitzad echad. One is doima mitzad the taruva, lach shal b'lach shabai. The other is doima mitzad the min b'she'en eminoi shabai. The bottom line is that a taruva is yavish b'yavish, where it's min b'she'en eminoi, over there the halach is going to be shisha. Another important aside. So the Gemara mentioned that even though ordinarily taruva is yavish b'yavish, is batal. But at the same time, there are times that it's not batal. And we had a few examples. Beria, Davashab Minyan, Chaticha Ruy Leschavit. The truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Taruvos, so Simen Tzad Kuf, we're learning Daf Kuf, Simen Kuf in Hilchas Taruvos is Beria, Afilu Be'elof Loi Batal. Kuf Aleph, Din Chaticha Haruy Leschavit. Kuf Beis is another exception to the rule. Din Dovashi Yesh Lematir. So even though ordinarily Taruv is Yavish B'Yavish, the Dovin word is Batal, it's not always the case. There are times where it's not going to be Batal. The Taz in the beginning of Simin Kuf, again, you saw this, no raid, you saw this. So the Taz in the beginning of Simin Kuf says something very important. He says, Chashivus de Beryo, Shaloi Tia B'Teilo, Himid Rabbanu. This idea that you find throughout Shas that a berry is not batal, that's only mid rabbanu. The kimmich minat teri yesh chashivus to loyken alachilasa. Being that you find berry has a chashivus on a deraisa level, where do you find that? Mesachtes makis, eat in a mala, even if it's pachas megazayis, you're gonna get malchus. According to the chum, eat the gedan nosha, which is pachas megazayis, you're gonna get malchus. I feel like pachas megazayis, the stomach sivets a kol mina tmei loy tarachalayis and feel like that. Alkena chmiru rabbanu b'taruv shalayim. Because you find this idea that a berry has a chashivus on a deraisa level, so the rabbanu applied it on their level as well. But midday rice it's bottle like other isur. It's going to be a sveikid rabbanon new bottle. Says the Taz. V'chein b'chol hadvarim. The amrina lekamon she'enam b'teilim. Kegoy roy leschabe oydava shebeminyan. All these cases, all these our gemara that we just saw the first half of daf kuf amirav, easier half. The halacha is that this that we find a filu be'elof like batal, that's only midrabanan. Midday rice, it's pasha, it's going to be batal. It's only midrabanan that it's not going to be batal. But just one chsam sofer, which is raid. and no, we'll go weiter. And that is that even though the Taz says for a dover pasha, it doesn't make any chok in even. That this idea that beria is loy batal is only midrabanan, chsam sofer. It's in the chidush chsam sofer. Alashas Hasholim. So the regular Chassam Sofer Alashas doesn't have it. This is the Chedusha Chassam Sofer Hasholim. And over there, it's in the Sugya of Tokfu Koyin, tucked away. And the Sechtes, Vava Metzia, Da Vava Mebez. The context over there is the Gemara talks about Kofatz Echod Menabenuya. So we know that one of the karbanos that come up a lot in Tatcha, it's also one of the maisrois, was maisa behema. So a person had to take 1/10 of his animal, and he had to be makta, he was allowed to eat it himself. Maisa is unique that the bailam himself got to eat it. He didn't have to give any of it to the kohen. But at the same time, it had a certain kedusha, it was a karban, and it was, it's one of the karbanos that are listed. It's something called maisa behema. Now, one of the halachas is that you can't count an animal twice. So how do you get ma'isa behema? Kol ha'sheyaver tachas ha'shevet, asiri yiyakodesh. Once an animal goes underneath the shevet, it can't go a second time. The Gemara discussed the case where kofatz echad min ha'menuyin l'toichon. This is the backdrop of takfukai. So if kofatz echad min ha'menuyin l'toichon, if an animal was counted already, he was number 7 l'misbareinu, and then he jumped back in. So now you have one animal that technically can't count as one of the 10. So it throws everything off. Says the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, in Masechtas Bechayrus, Tafnun Chesam Edveis, Kulam Peturim. They're all going to be Pater. Because once you have one animal here that's puzzle, it can't go under the Shevet again. It can't be the 10th, it can't even be the 4th. So you're out, you're out of business. There's no way for you to go ahead now and establish Ma'is of Him. Frey Tois is the obvious Kasha. Tema, why? Lepata Beruba. Learning the sugis of Rav now. Bittul b'Rav. Why don't you say, Taruvas Yavish b'Yavish, let it be Bittul b'Rav, v'l'chayiv kula b'maisa. So everyone knows the Rosh's Teretz. What's the Rosh's Teretz? That even when you say Bittul b'Rav, Rav doesn't have an ability to be machriya safek. Rav is just tells you that this is what you're supposed to, but it can't create vadai. That's the punchline. Okay. Can't create vadai. And when it comes to maiser, there's a halacha of asiri. Vadai yom rachmano, vadai asiri safik. And if you only know that this is the asiri because of roiv, it's still called asiri safik. Asiri, roiv is not enough to establish asiri vadai. Does that mean roiv is not mevaris fakis, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, rabbal chana, whatever. But the point is, that's the Rosh's teretz. So everybody focuses on the Rosh. And this is like the taruvah's part of the sugya. Tema, tilavato beruba, filchayve kula b'maiser, says Taisus. What are you going to tell me? It's a davish of a minion. Oh, very simple. Davish of a minion. Darki limnois, kosher darki limnois, isha darki limnois. Right? This is for sure a davish of a minion. I mean, you literally, is the mitzvah to count it, right? Davish of a minion. But says Taisus, hain med rabbonon. No, the halach of davish of a minion is only a din de rabbonon. So Taisus goes back and forth, and then Taisus says, oh, you know what I think you're going to tell me? Maybe you're going to tell me that the reason this is not a problem is because it's a barrier. Oh, it's a barrier. Barrier is like bottle. So tell you, that's not either a kasha. Barrier nami lo yavi ki de pirashti bechulin daf tzadik vava minal. It says tzadik, hey, it's a mistake. Daf tzadik vava minal. And there's a long taisvis in the beginning of the sugis over here in Gedanasha that we didn't talk about, and where taisvis talks about why this wouldn't be a barrier. Frank Tachsam Seifer, he says that he found in the Maril that the Maril said that l'chayra, tais is a pella. Why did tais? Now, why did Tosfos ask the Kasha that L'chayra let this one Shepsala that jumped back into the herd be Batal B'Rav? So Tosfos says, I have a few reasons why maybe it should work. Davish HaBeminyan, that's only the Rabban, right? So it's still Batal. Then what about Beria? So Tosfos says, Beria here, you have to come on to the fact that what I said in Ayin Sham in Chulin Daf Tzadik Vav, I told you said why it's not going to be. Zoktacham Soifer, Maril Betruva was bothered. He says, doesn't understand. Once Tosfos said that Davish HaBeminyan is not a reason because it's only Midr Rabbanon, why didn't he say Beri is also not a reason? Because Beri is also only Midr Rabbanon. That's the Taz. The Taz in the beginning of Simin Kof, where the Taz says that Beria and Chaticha Ruil is Chabed and Davish, all these things are only Midr Rabbanon. So Tosfos says, Davish HaBeminyan is not a Teretz because that. What about Beria? Oh, take a look at Chul and Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph. Umaril Betshuv, I'm reading from the Chassam Sofer, Ichiach Mizeh. The Sfira Leila Toisvus. The Beria Eina Betela Min HaToira. That no, Beria is different. Masha Enki Davash HaBeminyan. You see, Toisvus Mechalik between Davash HaBeminyan and Beria. So this is not just some random Maramaka. This is a Toisvus brought down but either way, so even though it's usually universally accepted that all these things are buried, these are only on the Rabbanon level, stating that there's a Tosfos tucked away, prime real estate, and the sugi of Takful Kayan, with Tosfos in addition to all the Yisaitis that you have in that daf, you have another Yisait over there, that Beria, which is a field of Elephai bottles, not Midirabbanon. But rather, it's actually something that's true midai raisa. Zok de Mishnah. We return to the halachas of Gid HaNasha. Noyik b'tahayru. The halach of Gid HaNasha is true for kosher animals, but it's not noyik for non-kosher animals. Rabbi Yehuda says, apetmei, it's even noyik for non-kosher animals. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, how could you tell me that there's no
Gid Hanosha by non-kosher animals. What's the origin of Gid Hanosha? It goes back to Parshas Vayishlach. There's no such thing as kosher and non-kosher in those days. So they told him back, no, Besinai Nemar. Really, the halach of Gid Hanosha wasn't said in Parshas Vayishlach. It was said in real time in Maimed Har Sinai. It was just written on Parshas Vayishlach, because the Isser that was said in Sinai was related to what happened in Parshas Vayishlach. But that Pasuk, Al-Kein Lo-Yoichu Bnei Yisrael, was not said in real time in Parshas Vayishlach. It was said in Parshas Yisrael. It was just written in Parshas Vayishlach. Either way, Zok to Gemara. We have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yudin the Chacham, whether Gid Hanosha is Noyig by Behemet Meya, or if it's not Noyig by Behemet Meya. Tanakama says, Noyig B'Tahirav, Eini Noyig B'Tmeya. Rabbi Yudin says it's Noyig even B'Tmeya. Now, at first glance, if you ask the man on the street, should there be Gid Hanosha by a non-kosher animal? The first thing that has to come to mind is a Chalal Isser. There's a sugya of Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. You can't, something can't be Osir for two reasons. Or, differently, once something's Osir, it can't become Osir. So, L'chaira, how could you have Gid Hanosha on a non-kosher animal? Don't you have a problem of Isser, Chalal Isser? So, Freik the Gemara, Sover, Rabbi Yehuda, Isser, Chalal Isser. I mean, if Rabbi Yehuda says that Gid Hanosha is Noyig B'Behemet Tmeya, it sounds like he owes Isser, Chalal Isser. But Tanya, you're willing to the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yoch, Tanya, Nivel, so if Tommy, Metamib, God, my base of Leo. I would think that an avail of an Oif Tommy has an ability to be Metamib, the person that eats it, it's clothing. Right? What's the halacha? An avela, in addition to being asa b'achila, it's also tuma, right? It's adding insult to injury. So you ate navela, you get malchus. Oh, and by the way, you also tummy, right? So that's navela. If somebody eats an oif tummy or a navela of an oif, he also becomes tummy. It's a different type of tuma, very unique tuma. It's what's known as metame begodim beisabli. If you swallow it, the clothing that you're wearing becomes tummy. So Rabbi Yehuda in a brisa says as follows. You would think that this is true for kosher birds and non-kosher birds. It says, thou shalt not eat the nevelu and treifa. And then it says, latamaba. If you eat it, you're going to become tummy. We learn from the Misha, isur mishum v'altech ha-nevel. If there's a bird or an animal that has an isa nevela, then there's also the tumas nevela. But a non-kosher bird, yatzazesh, in isur mishum v'altech ha-nevel, there's no isa nevela. Thus, elu mishum v'altech ha-tummy, all there is the isser of the fact that it's non-kosher. Thus, you're not going to have tumah. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda holds that if somebody eats the nevela of a non-kosher bird, he doesn't become tameh. You know why? Because there's no isser nevela. The only time you have tumah nevela is if it's isser nevela. A non-kosher bird doesn't have isser nevela. Why should a non-kosher bird not have isser nevela? It says in the Torah, now that it's nevela. What's this svara to say only for kosher birds, not non-kosher birds? Must be isser chalal isser. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't isser chalal isser. So once a bird is not kosher, when it later dies, the isser nevela is not chal. Because ain't isser chalal isser. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't isser chalal isser. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't isser chalal isser, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that if somebody eats the Gid Hanosha, the isser is going to apply even if it's of a non-kosher animal? L'chayr, if it's a non-kosher animal, don't you have an isser chalal isser? Says the Gemara. I'll give you a suggestion. V'chitei mekosavei ein begidim neisen tam ubetmeya nami isser gid ikka isser tumaleka. How do you know from Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that if somebody eats the Gid Hanosha, he's over the isser of machalas asurois for eating a non-kosher animal? Maybe you get Gid Hanosha, but you don't have the isser of eating a non-kosher animal. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda ima af bitmeya. Af bitmeya what? Gid Hanosha is also even for a behemet meya. Maybe only Gid Hanosha, but when you eat a behemet meya, there is no isser for eating a non-kosher animal. Why not? Maybe because he holds in begidim and nice and tam. So really, gidim in general are eitz ba'alma. The Torah said a chiddush that there's an issa Gid Hanosha. So even if you hold in begidim and nice and tam, of course there's an issa Gid Hanosha. But as it relates to the regular issa macholos asurois, the fact that you eat non-kosher food, maybe that you're not going to have. See, right, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein issa chalal isser. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that there's an issa Gid Hanosha by behemet meya. How do you reconcile those two things? Very poshut. Rabbi Yehuda only holds this in Issa Gid Hanosha. There's no Issa for eating. But the Gemara says, it can't be. Rabbi Yehuda ain't begidim nice and time, but time you learn to the right, so Eichel Gid Hanosha shall behemet meya. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim. Clear. Rabbi Shimon Poiter. So even though in the Mishnah, all you see is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you get Malkus for eating the Gid Hanosha, but in the Brisa he said mefurish, it's shtayim. It's mechayev, one for behemet meya, and one for Gid Hanosha. So again, the question is, from Yehuda holds Ein Issa Chalal Isser, how could you get Malkus? How could it be an Issa Gid Hanosha by Behemet Meya? Says the Gemara. I'll tell you a different time. So Ein Kusav Yesh Begidim Leisen Tam. You're right. Reb Yehuda holds Ein Issa Chalal Isser. You know that from the Nevel of an Oif Tam. Reb Yehuda holds Yesh Begidim Leisen Tam. You know that from the Braisa. So how is it possible that both are Chal? Because of a Noyeg Bishlo. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when does Issa Gid Hanosha come about? When, as soon as the animal is already a fetus,
when it's in the state of shlil, fetus, at that point, the halacha is, it's already considered a gid to the point that you're going to be over the issur gid anasha. So what? How did that help anything? Oh, that's the case. When does the issur toma chal? When does the macholas asuris of this animal go into effect? When it's a fetus. When is this issur gid anasha chal? When it's a fetus. If that's the case, issur gid issur toma bad adadika. See, the two achal at the same time. If the two achal at the same time, there you could say issur chal issur. Ein issur chal issur means the issur can't be chal on the other issur. But if both these two happen at the same time, then it's not going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, we have way too much information about Rabbi Yehuda to be able to get away with these answers. We know Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is no issur gid anasha in a shlil. But tana noyig b'shlil. Rabbi Meir holds you have the issur gid anasha even on a fetus. Rabbi Yehuda ain't a noyig b'shlil. It's not noyig b'shlil. V'chel boi mutter, the chelav is mutter. Right, Rabbi Meir l'shitasei, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei. So l'chayv, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the issur gid anasha is not chal on the shlil, and the issur tumah for sure is chal on the shlil. So again, how could you have both? If Rabbi Yehuda holds ein esachal lisser, and he holds yesh begid benoyis in time, and he holds that it's ein enoyi b'shlil, so what are we going to do? So the Gemara says a geshmak yeteretz. Hani mili gabi tahira. The only time Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no issur gid anasha on a fetus, that's the fetus of a kosher animal. Derachmano amar kol bebehema teichel. What's the yisoid of that Rabbi Yehuda shita? We don't have to go through it again. We've been talking about this Rabbi Yehuda shita since behema mekasha. Why don't we have to go? What was Rabbi Yehuda shita? Rabbi Yehuda holds like the chacham and ben pakua is mutar b'achila. So the way Rabbi Yehuda looks at a fetus is he looks at it as being part of the mother. So if it's part of the mother, there's no issur gid anasha. If it's part of the mother, there's no issur chelet. It doesn't need shchita. Rabbi Meir holds ben pakua needs shchita. So he holds it's an animal for itself. So there's an issur gid anasha. There's an issur chelet. What's the makar that you don't have to shecht the fetus? It says in the Torah, kol bebehema teichelo. That's only by a kosher animal, where it's true. Kol bebehema teichelo. Non-kosher animal, it's kol bebehema like teichelo. Right, you don't have such a halacha, aval tmeyo, noyeg. Oh, so it's only, it's a major lumdus. By behema teichelo, where you have kol bebehema teichelo, over there the gid anasha is going to be mutter, there won't be an issur gid anasha. It's dafka by behemoth meyah. Wow. So it comes out of chumra in behemoth meyah over behemoth meyah, at this point in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, Ami matzis amrit, the travai bad adi kaasi. Doesn't work anyways. You can't tell me that gid hanasha is chal at the same time as behemoth meyah. By the time we learned in the Mishnah, and again, this is chazara, we've seen this already. Al elu tumois, hanaza migaleach, if hanaza comes in contact with tumo, he has to start his nazirus all over again. He has to be migaleach and start from scratch. Al hames, if he comes in contact with a mace, or al kazayis ben hames, or he comes in contact with a kazayis ben hames. Because everybody was bothered, al kazayis ben hames, migaleach, al hames, kuloi koshkin. If you come in contact with a full corpse or with a kazayis, I mean, once you say kazayis, you don't have to say the full corpse. No, Neis Kula is Nogeya, where you had a Nefel, where Leneskashu Evar Begidim. The Evarim and the Gidim weren't fully developed yet. So really, you don't have a Kazayas Menames, and the Alocha over there is that if somebody comes in contact with it, he is going to be Tomei, as far as a Nazar goes. Alma, what do you see from here? Issa Tumakadim. You see that there's a stage in the fetus's life where there's no Evarim and Gidim yet, but at the same time, it's considered a Beria. A nazis migaleach, if it comes in contact with it. Alma issa tumakadim. Which means that the issa machalas asuras is chal before the issa gedanasha. What does that mean? Because the issa tumma machalas asuras is chal as soon as it's an nafel even. The issa gedanasha needs a gid. And if it's like niskashu evarav begidin, then at that point you physically can't have the issa gedanasha. So what's the point? How could you tell me? The pshad in Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the gid anasha is noyig even by behemoth tmeiyah, is because he holds that although ein is a chal alisser, but the two isur machal bevasachas, what does it mean it's chal bevasachas? When it's a fetus, the isur gid anasha is chal, and the isur tumah is chal, it's pashit that the isur tumah is chal before the isur gid anasha. Because before the gidim are even neskashu beivarim, at that point you already have the iser tumah. So they're not chal b'vasachas. So again, hodra kush l'duchte, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold that you have an iser danosh by mehmet meyah? So the Gemara says, you have to say that alfagav the iser tumah kodim, asa iser gid chay lolel, shkeni surin noyag b'bni noyach. We had this as well. Masay Abshan Rabbi Yehuda is that it's true ordinarily ain't a chal iser, but gid danosh is different because it's noyag b'bni noyach. The ikonami, it's mashman, that's Abshan Rabbi Yehuda. The ketani, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, v'alei b'bni yakev nesa gid danosh. What was he trying to say? Yaakov Nesek. This is what he was trying to say. This is the whole punchline of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you know why this gid anasha by behemoth meyah? Are you going to ask me a nisachal alissa? Because it goes back to the Bnei Yaakov. It was already Nesel of Bnei Noach. And any answer that goes back to the Bnei Noach, even though it was a daim behemoth meyah muteris lahem, You say Issachal Lissa. The point is, we had here a Shitas Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said that there's Gid Anasha even for a non-kosher animal. The question was, what happened to Ein Issachal Lissa? So first the Gemara tried saying, maybe Reb Yehuda holds Issachal Lissa. And the Gemara said that that doesn't work. Maybe Reb Yehuda never said that there's two Yisurim. Maybe he only meant the Issa Gid Anasha. We know from Reb Yehuda and Abraisa that you do have both Yisurim. Maybe Reb Yehuda holds that they're both Chal B'Vasachas. That's not going to work. For a kosher animal, Reb Yehuda holds there's no Gid Anasha by a fetus anyways. And even for a non-kosher animal, we know that there's a period where the nefil is loy neskashu evar begidov. So they're not chal b'vasachas. Says the Gemara, the Maskana, you have to say, the Pshana Reb Yehuda is, that although it's true ordinarily, ein issachal isser, but any isser that's also shayich to b'nei noyach is mochamer, being that Gid Anasha was never le b'nei noyach, that's why it is going to be asser even for a behemoth.